cliffcentral.com.
Okay, welcome back. It's just after 2:30. It's YLP on Cliff Central. In our first half of the show, we had Khotsatso with an organization called Voice in Action, the fight against violence against men, women, and children. Please become a part of this movement. Go out, write Voice it in Action on your arm. Go tell someone you love them and start spreading the word. You can also contact him on his social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Voice It in Action, and voiceitinaction@gmail.com if you want to get a hold of him and get involved. Right, we have our second part of the show, and this is more student-y. We're talking the career path of public relations. Now, I know I did some public relations back when I was still in college, and I make it sound like I've been in college many years ago. It was just like 3-4 years ago. I did not personally. It wasn't my thing. So I'm really interested to hear from some of our University of Johannesburg students. PR, I'd like to thank Karabo, the third year PR lecturer, for arranging to come speak a little bit about PR. So let's start. I have Jason. I have Pateka, am I saying that correctly? Yes. And I have Doctor in the studio with me, and they all students at the University of Johannesburg, currently studying PR. So let's start with Pateka. Tell us, explain your field of study. Explain what public relations is. I feel it's crisis management, in a nice word. I don't know, you tell us.
Oh, well, basically public relations, we exist to create and maintain relationships. We communicators, we tell the story of your brand or company. We manage crisis. We talk to the media. We fund advocates. We educate ourselves. Also, we build, like, you manage your brands. So the center of public relations is like communication, because we do a lot of communication, like, in the organization as well.
Okay. So it's not just crisis management.
No, it's not.
As I was led to believe. And it's not just sitting and writing press releases, because I think that's the perception that people have, is that you're just sitting behind a desk all day writing press releases and sort of just going and speaking to the media when someone needs to be spoken to. Can Jason just elaborate a little bit more about what's actually done in your field of study?
All right. Well, basically, as Pateka has mentioned, it's basically like a massive collaboration of different elements. Most of them she's already mentioned, but massively it's all about creating and maintaining those relationships, be it in an organization or a public figure or anything in between. As long as there's a stakeholder involved, we're supposed to be there as custodians of relationships.
That's a nice way of putting it, custodians of relationships, very nicely. So, Doctor, why did you decide you want to be a custodian?
Okay, basically I chose this field of study because the perception I had before applying, I thought if I become a public relations practitioner, I'll be a face of a brand, I'll be a public speaker. However, when I really got the knowledge and the aspiration to study further, I realized that there were more to that. Understand? Because we do stakeholder engagement, we do a variety of things in public relations. Mm. So that really kept me going within the field, because within the 3 years that I've been enrolled with the course, I've been able to see a lot of things that I never thought I could do. Because this is where one can really multitask in a lot of things in terms of communication and pushing those dialogues and engaging.
Okay, and you guys, why did you decide to go into PR?
Well, for me personally, I always had a heart for writing. So coming to university, I wanted to choose a course that was going to accommodate my writing skills. So a potential friend of mine told me about public relations at the University of Johannesburg. So I went on to do my research. I did that and I found the link. Having enrolled at the University of Johannesburg, I grew to love and admire public relations because it's not just one thing about it. It's not just building and maintaining relationships. It's not just managing crisis. You know, it has everything. It's a versatile course. You can find many potential roles that you can do. And what I love about it is that you can find something that you're passionate about and go and do about that. And so for me, writing has always been that.
Okay, Jason.
Well, in my case, it's slightly different. From high school, if you remember, in high school, there was all those RCL and RCL executive things. So I was part of District 9. Having always been a loudmouth in class, my principal actually nominated me to join the RCL exec committee.
Okay.
And obviously the secretaries, treasurers and stuff, and they were like, no, you got to go into PR. You're going to be managing PR for the school because you're a big mouth. And I had never heard of public relations at that time.
Now I think PR people all have big mouths. And now that I'm thinking about it, actually.
I mean, yeah, it's one of
them. They're all those loud out there people that just want to get in your face. But that's okay. We understand now. It's because you're custodian of communication. Why is anyone doing it for the money? I heard there's money in PR. Let's talk real business. I heard there's money in PR. Is anyone doing it for the money?
Well, for me, I don't know whether there's money or not, but I'm doing public relations because it accommodates my skills and the fact that you get to build relationships and stuff, and the fact that you get to do many things because it involves your advertising, your marketing, your public affairs and investor relations.
Also, you get to meet really cool people, I think, in public relations.
Yeah.
Like, I know my PR lecturer actually did PR for Gareth Cliff, and now I'm sort of sitting here. Not that that has any relation, but you know, you get to meet really cool people. If there was one person that you would want to do PR for, and let's talk celebrities now. Let's talk local celebrities. One person that you would want to do PR for, who would it be and why?
Currently, I'm working for Hlengani Communication, and we do PR for Siyandazwane. Basically, what we are doing for him, he has just built a foundation to sort of take care of children, girls and women who are vulnerable and abused.
Okay.
So we are doing his public relations and trying to raise awareness around of all of those issues. So he's a soccer player.
Yeah.
He plays for Mamelodi Sundowns.
What are some of the things that you actually do physically? Like, do you have to write a press release? What are the things that are involved in spreading brand awareness?
Yeah, it's basically about content development. Because in some cases you have to write social media that will get your target audience engaging with the content, and you have to track all of those things, your press release, and you have to be hands-on. Sometimes you have to call the journalist to say, have you received my press release?
When we know those journos. They just avoid your calls. And they don't take your press releases and turn them into articles. You?
Well, if I had to have someone I'm doing PR for, I mean, I'd hate for my job to become tedious. So I'd like someone who's always going to have a fire for me to put out.
Zuma.
Oh, no,
I didn't say that.
That's an inferno. That's an inferno, not a fire. No, I totally run for AKA.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I totally run for AKA. I mean, lots of controversy around him.
And Casper and all of these things.
Yeah, well, Casper. No, definitely AKA,
fan in the building.
Not necessarily a fan, hey? Just, I mean, I like the fact that his existence in his profession would give me a lot of challenges, be it me manipulating public perception or just creating, or not really creating, but adding onto that brand that he already is. I mean, he'd be a very, very fun character for me to deal with.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Well, for me, a celebrity would be Jessica Nkosi. Firstly, I am really fond of her, and I believe that working for her as a public relations practitioner would give me like great exposure. It would enhance my public relations and communication skills, and would give me the ability to showcase my abilities and skills in terms of public relations, you know.
Okay. And do you think that PR is on the rise? Do you think there's a lot of people that sort of becoming interested
Well, I think there's a massive lack of knowledge with regards to the profession. I mean, with a lot of graduates who graduate, they're usually in other fields, of course. They struggle to get a lot of jobs. A lot of people within my field and my class will tell you it was not very hard, and that's because there isn't so much competition within the industry. However, I can say gradually it is steadily on the rise. Yeah. We just need to create a lot more awareness behind it with programs such as this, yeah, but it is slowly but surely getting there.
And why do you think there's no like oomph to go for PR? Because I think it says everything, like you deal with like really cool people and you get to crisis management and you're always on your toes. I would think like everyone would want to do something like that. Why do you think?
Well,
I think there's a misconception in PR because most of the people, they will say, I want to do marketing because sometimes people, they think that marketing is the umbrella of all. Hence, they go in marketing and that's where the misconception come in. But if now you start to separate the two, you will see that marketing, yes, it is there. But PR now, it's there to help you build those long-term relationships and help you. Then people, they are not having that kind of a knowledge. And as Jason has mentioned, that we need programs like this that will educate people and tell them and depth analysis about PR, the sort of activities that we do.
Okay. And if you could give young people like yourself, if you could tell them why they need to study PR, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that public relations, it's a very interesting field or career, because this is where one actually can really identify where they are strong at. Because with me, I have never thought that one day I would be running any social media platform and what and be writing for those things. So I have been able to identify a place where I can call it home within the field of public relations. So it differs with the person and their passions in life and all of those things. Because in PR, you can work for a corporate, you can work for an agency. You are really not limited in what you want to do.
That's a good point to note. Yeah. So if you do want to go into PR, it's not limited. You can work for agencies, you can work for big corporate companies. I think even NPOs now have you know, public relations practitioners. Okay, if you could tell anyone why to study PR?
Absolutely. I'd say, I mean, in PR, be it whether you're doing for an organization, agency, or even in government, you're literally in the forefront of any change you wanna inspire. I mean, from the president himself, I'm pretty sure he's got to have a person who's going to manage his brand, who's going to tell him exactly how to carry himself out there. So whatever little change you want to see in society, PRPs are literally the guys who are in the forefront and in the trench holes. So, I mean, if you ever wanted to really inherit any change, PR is the way.
Wow, I like that one.
Well, for me, firstly, I would love, like, for anybody who wants to study public relations, they need to have, like, clear goals as to why they want to study that course. Because if you don't, then you're going to get lost along the way, you know. And the reason why public relations, I think it's the way to go, like, for everyone else, it's because you get to be the center of everything. Like, you get to be the tie that binds between organizations and the public. Like the organizations does not exist without its public. Therefore, you get to bring those two together, and you are definite that there's going to be success in that.
Is there anything that you would say if you have this? Like I hate writing. When I see the instruction for a press release on my desk, I want to have a heart attack. So is there something or qualities that you would bring to say, okay, PR is maybe not for you?
That's a very tricky one.
Like, if you don't like writing, don't go do PR.
Well, firstly, those who do well in public relations, they have strong communication skills, they articulate. You need to make sure that you love knowing about what's happening around you. You need to be up to date with the current news. You need to, like, know everything, you know. And if you, like, you have fears or you're afraid, maybe public relations cannot be for you, because if you are afraid, you cannot be able to represent your organization or your brand.
Also, just to add on that, like you said, if you don't like writing, you'd perhaps think that PR is not for you. Not very true, because PR is not only limited to writing or press releases. Mm-hmm. If you're PR, in my case, I did PR in UJ, but I never do any press releases or anything. I'm actually more on the digital strategy side. So basically, it's anything else that has to do with you and bridging the gap between any organization and their public. So you don't really always have to be doing press releases. Mm. There's some people who are really good at that, and that's the stronghold, and they capitalize on that. But there's other things as well. In my case, digital. I can express the brand's persona through digital, and that's what I do, obviously with a few technical skills that I got from PR, but you can always add on to that.
Okay, so basically social media management would also then fall under public relations, kind of?
Yeah, I think it's very important that you mention social media in the world that we are living in today. You know, there are many online engagements that are happening. So as a brand, you need to hear what are your stakeholders saying. What are people saying about your brand online? And you need to monitor all of those things and try to take those things and convert them into results for your stakeholders. You understand that?
Okay. What's a typical day in the life of a PR student? And your lecturer is sitting there at the back, smiling. She knows she's gonna get thrown into this conversation.
Well, for me, I would say it's daunting but worthy. You know, you get to go to work, you have to go to school as well, and there are tests and assignments in between. Some activities, they made me feel like I'm not good enough, or they question my intelligence, my skills and abilities. But I appreciate them and I embrace them because they give me experience, you know. And those are essential for my life and the future, you know. So, like, looking back at where I'm coming from, it's proof beyond words that PR is a manageable course and that nothing is impossible.
Life? I want to hear about your life as a PR student. All right. The loudmouth.
Well, ouch.
All right. I'm sorry.
No, actually, that's a compliment. I'm supposed to be a loudmouth. Thank you. But in my case, it differs from first year to second year and final year. In our case, as final year students, we only have to attend one day a week. And then the other days during the week, we actually, wherever we're interning or permanent at. Mm. So in my case, I'll get up in the morning on any random day, go to work, and it's a whole lot of work, especially when you're an intern. I mean, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about interns. You make coffee and all of that. Not very true in PR. Not very true, but then there's a lot that comes in. But then it gets very, very hard in between the week when you have to actually go back to school, keeping in mind that you only attend one day a week. There's a lot of work that comes in that you have to cover in that one day you do attend. However, it is, like she said, very manageable. Mm. It is very manageable. But, I don't know what else to add to that.
Yeah, it's all about prioritizing and... True. You know, as a human being, you have also your social life as well.
That's true.
That you need not to forget. But it's all about prioritizing. If you say your social life, it's important to you, then go for it. But for us, social life at this moment is not important. What is important for us is trying to get that experience, because the internship and the work integrated learning was specifically designed for that. Mm. That we go into industry, we get that experience, and even next year when we come into the market, we are not only fresh graduates, but we also have the experience.
And for your high school students, is there a certain subject that you would say would help you in the field of PR? So if someone is now sitting in grade 9, when do you choose subjects? Grade 9? Grade 10?
Grade 9, grade 10.
If they need to choose their subjects now and they're considering taking public relations, what would help them?
Well, I would not say there's a specific subject you need to run with.
English.
However, I would say keep a very, very strong hold on your English. Improve your reading, improve your speaking, improve your grammar. I mean, if you're really going to really prosper in PR.
You guys do copywriting just out of interest,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that, especially in digital, you know, you do a lot of that. But yeah, English is your stronghold. Anything else that you bring to the table is going to add to your benefit. However, English.
Cool. Thank you so much, guys. So you've heard it from third year PR students. You've heard what a day in their life is like. You've heard what PR is like on a real-time basis. If you do want to study PR, I would suggest UJ. Go find these guys.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. I think we're going to quickly go back to Khotsatso, who had a song for us, which we couldn't finish in the first session, but we want everyone to be involved in this, and we want everyone to sing along and spread the word. So he's going to start singing, and everyone just grab a mic and sing along.
All right. The song is very simple. And anybody out there, musicians who want to help us make the song even better so that we can actually distribute it to the country, get involved. The song goes like this. Violence is wrong, stop violence. Violence is wrong, stop violence. Violence is wrong. And then we pull it, right? So we get a chorus. And then the chorus goes like, come on, get involved. Somebody with a deep voice. You've got a role
get involved.
To play. Come on, shout it out. We shout it out.
Shout it out.
Because your voice is loud enough. And then we go back. Violence is wrong.
I like violence.
Stop violence. Violence is wrong. Stop violence. Violence is wrong.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mic up on the top.
Okay, we're going to try it one more time.
One more time from the top.
There
one,
we go.
One, two, three, let's go. Violence is wrong. Stop violence. Violence is wrong. Stop violence. Violence is wrong.
I'm waiting for the deep part to come again.
Come on, get involved. You've got a role to play.
Nicely done.
Come on. Shout it out.
Shout it out.
Shout it out.
Shout it out. Shout it out.
Because
okay.
Your voice is loud enough. Now let's finish it. One, two, three, let's go. Violence is wrong. Stop violence. Violence is wrong. Stop violence. Violence is wrong.
I keep missing it there. I keep missing it there. I'm so sorry.
Violence is wrong.
Guys, violence is wrong. Let's nice. Stop it again. Be a part of the movement. Go out, write, voice it in action on your hand. Go tell someone you love them, that you're there to support them. If you know of someone who's going through this, get in touch with Voice It in Action. Let's see how we can make a difference in the world and in the community.
And we definitely can.
We definitely can. Thank you so much to my PR students. I really enjoyed having you here. It was really awesome. I think maybe I should go study again. Do PR full time. Thank you so much, Karabo, for arranging this, and for UJ for allowing us to have you here. Next week, same time, same place. CliffCentral.com.